Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the Sweet.
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
I'm not a Mary the Sweet.
Annie Fry, good Friday morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Good, good. Good to have you on the radio this morning. How about that? A bipartisan firing. Do those happen anymore?
I don't think anything is bipartisan anymore, ever, about anything.
No.
I don't think that works that way.
Well, it's the truth. And, you know, I think that to the president's point, he was on Hannity last night. It was a pretty wide-ranging interview. I told Tricia, I always have this mental image in my brain from back during the election when Donald Trump used to call into Fox and Friends all the time, and he was very casual, and I just always envisioned that he was sitting on the edge of his bed in a pair of silk boxer shorts and a T-shirt doing the interview.
I've never really thought that much. I think Donald Trump and his access to Sean Hannity and to Fox News is something that drives the left absolutely crazy. And I think it's something that if President Obama would have treated CNN or MSNBC that way, they wouldn't have thought twice about it. But the difference is that CNN and MSNBC did the bidding for Barack Obama without having to have any of the words actually come from Barack Obama. That's what you get when you have a polished candidate, somebody who has lived their life to try to be the perfect politician. You rise to the level of the Oval Office. Everything is squeaky clean, but of course it isn't. They just think that that's what people like you and me want to see is, you know, pay no attention to anything that's going on behind the curtain. And when you have a mainstream media that's, lapping up everything that you're doing from a policy standpoint, they feel like they have an advocacy responsibility to make sure that you are successful. You don't have to have those types of conversations. Well, Donald Trump certainly doesn't have that with the mainstream media, and he's been just extremely transparent in the way that he has approached his presidency. And one of those ways is talking directly to Fox News. And if the other people gave him a fair shake, I bet he'd do it with them too.
Yeah, I think you're right. The all the media wants to talk about today is Joe Biden. Go to cut number 8 for me, Tricia, please.
Mr. Vice President, do you have a message for President Trump? He welcomed you in the race, question whether you have the intelligence to be the President of the United States.
Everybody knows Donald Trump.
Everybody knows Donald Trump. Thought it was interesting, Annie. Today, Joe Biden's really going to put his entire campaign at risk because his first media interview is going to be on The View, where he's bound to take some hard, grilling questions.
Yeah, I mean, those people, the View to me is just this weird grouping of individuals who collectively hate Donald Trump, but they're all there to play a specific kind of role. It's perfect for the identity politics world of the left. And, you know, I very rarely do I see something come out of The View and think, wow, America really needs to know this, or America really needs to hear this. So he'll go in there and it'll all be anti-Trump this and anti-Trump that. And that's what Joe Biden's campaign is going to be. I doubt he's going to wade too much into the waters about anybody else in the primary. It'll all be focused on Trump, and honestly, that's probably what he should do. It's a smart move on his part. But the view today is going to bash Donald Trump. That's just like The View every other day.
So. Yeah, that's true. And credit to Tricia who pointed this out to me, and I hadn't given it a whole lot of thought, but I think you're spot on with that analysis. I think Biden is going to as much extent as he can, just like Josh Hawley did in the primary, he's going to ignore his primary competitors, and he's going to treat it like he's almost already running as the candidate against Donald Trump. Because if he gets into a debate on a daily basis with a Cory Booker or, you know, Ocasio-Cortez or somebody else from the progressive left, it's going to hurt his campaign.
Yeah, I know that, especially with our station, a lot of listeners really wanted to see Josh Hawley address more of his primary candidates, but politically it just would have been the silliest thing to do for him, and he knew that. They calculated that. And Joe Biden's, you know, team, they're going to be looking at something very similar. Now, Bernie Sanders, the last poll I saw, Bernie Sanders had like double digits lead on Joe Biden. Joe Biden, a month ago, before we found out how much hair sniffing he was doing, was in the lead in a major way. All of this stuff can ebb and flow and change in 18 months. I think people definitely are going to get exhausted from it. By the time we actually have debates on the stage, you know, I'm wondering how many people who may be on the fence on casting a vote for Donald Trump, maybe they don't love the guy, but they're not too upset about how well their 401k is doing, or the job upgrade, or the tax reform that they've enjoyed since he's been president. You know, there are people who are not excited to cast a vote right now for Donald Trump in 2020. But you look at the rest of these candidates outside of Joe Biden, it's how far progressive can I be? And I don't think that's the direction that America's headed in either. So
yeah.
Joe Biden is smart to lay low, to wait to try to beat Donald Trump and see what happens in the primary without getting too muddied up.
Funny, we were just talking about the fact that the left is angry that Trump is so accessible to Fox News. And, of course, what we point out all the time is that excuse me, a little choked up this morning. What we point out all the time is that the media is a political action committee for the left in most cases. MSNBC, CNN, all this stuff. So I find out this morning, and I was a little disappointed when I read this headline, the Hill has a story out saying that, you know, Biden's going to go on The View this morning. But first, he had his first campaign stop Thursday night at a Philadelphia fundraiser hosted by many of the state's political heavy hitters. I was really sad that that was kind of a throwaway line for The Hill because of who hosted that fundraiser. According to Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center, that was funded by David Cohen, who's the chief lobbyist and vice president of Comcast, which owns NBC News and MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted the first fundraiser for Joe Biden right out of the gate. I mean, if one of the Murdochs was out there hosting fundraisers for Donald Trump, the media would be all over that, and it didn't even get a mention in this article in The Hill.
Yeah, and it's just one more reason why the people who support Donald Trump in 2016, they know this stuff, they see this stuff, they're not surprised by it, and you know, it's just like, Are we ever going to get a fair shake? Are we ever going to get an honest media where you know that every media entity is going to just approach the situation from an objective fashion? And you know, these things just continue to happen over and over and over again. There's just an advocacy out there for the left, for leftist progressive policies. And I will always say, and have always said since the 2016 election, the hatred that the leftist media, that Hollywood, that the education industry, the higher education, and it's creeping into our high schools and maybe even sooner than that, has for Donald Trump is much more about conservative policy than it is about Donald Trump. Donald Trump was supposed to be an easy beat because
He's
not perfect and he's, you know, got a lot of moral questions surrounding him. That was supposed to be easy. And somehow or another, Hillary was that bad that she couldn't pull it off. So it's just massively frustrating for these individuals who thought this was going to be so simple. But, you know, the people who are paying enough attention, who know that the economy is doing well for them right now, who appreciate tax reform, they're probably going to vote for Donald Trump again. And every time something like that happens, we collectively roll our eyes, which is a very quiet gesture, and we quietly go to the ballot box and we quietly cast our ballot for Donald Trump, and then they will melt down for four more years.
Come on, Annie. Shame on you. It was the Russians is the reason Hillary Clinton lost.
Everybody needs an excuse, and if that's what gets them to sleep at night, then I'm happy if they can get 8 hours. I mean, it just, like, at the end of the day, what we found out from the Mueller report is that Donald Trump got elected president of the United States, and there's really not anything that anyone can do about it. And if he did some questionable things in the midst of being backed into a corner, I know everybody, anybody who I know, if they were put in that position, would do those types of reactionary things. And I'm just very grateful that he was surrounded by lawyers that contained him in the process of him trying, you know, it's not the crime, it's the cover up. I think that was their plan the whole time. If they don't actually get him on the crime, he'll do something in the process, and they'll be able to get him out of there anyway, because nobody really wants Donald Trump to be the president of the United States, right? Like, they still can't believe
it. Yeah.
They still can't trust that.
I think you're spot on, and as always, we appreciate your time on Friday mornings, and we'll listen to you today, noon to 3.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you, Annie Fry, there on our Annie Friday here. I'm glad to get her on the air and talking more about this whole mess. Can you believe that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.